Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a jungle top loop layer in Ableton Live 12 using an automation first workflow. And that phrase, automation first, is the big mindset shift here. We are not just dropping in a loop and hoping it works. We're shaping it from the start so it feels alive, musical, and locked into the energy of a drum and bass track. If you produce DNB, this matters a lot. The top loop is often what gives the track that fast, detailed, expensive feeling. It can push momentum, glue the drums and bass together, and create tension before a drop without adding a bunch of low-end clutter. So the goal here is simple. Build a top layer that supports the kick, snare, and bass, while still adding movement and excitement on top. Let's start with the source. Choose a loop or break that already feels like it belongs in drum and bass. That might be a short jungle break, a percussion loop, or even a resampled drum phrase. For beginners, the best choice is something with clear hats, rides, or ghost notes, and not too much kick or sub-energy. If the source is too full range, don't fight it. Put auto-filter on it right away and high-pass it so the low end gets out of the way. A good starting point is somewhere around 180 to 300 Hz, depending on the sample. This is one of those energy lane ideas that really helps. Your top loop should live in the upper mids and highs. Let the kick, snare, and bass own the low end. If the loop starts sounding like a second drum kit, pull it back before you start adding more processing. Now here is the automation first part. Before you start chopping or over-editing, set up a simple chain that gives you movement controls. A good beginner chain is auto-filter, then saturator, then echo or delay, then utility, and maybe drum bus if you want a little extra glue. You do not need a huge chain. In fact, keeping it simple usually sounds better. One strong automation move is better than five tiny ones you can barely hear. Once the loop is in place, trim it so it lands with the groove. Zoom in and make sure it starts on a useful transient. If the loop feels late or early, nudge the start point until it locks with the beat. In jungle and rollers, even a loop that sounds small on its own can feel perfect once the kick and bass are running. So always test it in context, not just in solo. Next, layer a second top element, but keep the purpose of that layer very specific. We are not trying to make the loop thicker in the low end. We are trying to add motion, sparkle, or shuffle. That could be the chopped hat layer, a tiny noise burst from operator, a one-shot ride in simpler, or a quiet percussion sample with some swing. Keep this layer low in the mix. Really low if you need to. The job of the second layer is detail and movement, not attention. This is where the groove starts to come alive. Begin automating from the first bar. Even if the track is looping, open the auto filter slowly over 4 or 8 bars. Nudge the utility gain up or down by a decibel or two to create little phrase changes. Bring echo in only at the end of a section. Add a touch more saturator drive during a build. These are small moves, but in DNB, small moves matter because the arrangement moves fast. A useful beginner approach is to think in terms of phrases, not constant motion. Instead of automating every bar, give the loop a reason to change. Ask yourself, is this creating lift, tension, or contrast? If not, skip it. That one question can save you from overworking the part. Try some simple starting values. For the filter, you might begin around 300 to 600 Hz and gradually open toward 8 to 12 kHz over several bars. For echo, keep it subtle, maybe 5 to 15% wet most of the time. Then raise it for a throw at the end of a phrase. For saturator, a few decibels of drive is usually enough. And for utility, tiny level changes are often all you need. Now think about how the top loop interacts with the bass line. This is crucial. Your top loop should leave room for the bass line to breathe. A good arrangement choice is to make the loop fuller in the first four bars, then slightly thinner in bars 5 through 8. You can remove one layer, close the filter a little, or use a delay throw right before a transition. That kind of call and response makes the arrangement feel designed, not crowded. If you want a darker or heavier vibe, drum bus can help, but use it carefully. A little drive, a little crunch, maybe a small transient boost if the loop feels soft, but avoid adding boom to a top loop that usually just muddies the low end and fights the sub. If you use saturator instead, soft clip can give you a nice bit of bite without destroying the transients. The goal is presence, not harshness. A really effective trick in drum and bass is automating transitions, not the whole loop. Focus on the end of phrases. The last quarter of a bar before a fill. The last bar before the drop. The first bar after the drop when the energy releases. That's where a small filter close, a quick delay throw, or a short reverb swell can make a huge difference. And if you need more tension, Mute one of the layers for half a bar before the return. That little drop in density can hit hard. Also, check your loop in mono. Use utility and listen to whether the rhythm still makes sense when the stereo width is reduced. Top loops can sound huge in stereo but fall apart when summed down. If that happens, simplify. Lower the layer. Reduce harshness. Use EQ8 to tame anything around 7 to 10 kHz if the hats are getting too sharp. Usually the fix is not more processing, it's better balance and cleaner arrangement. If the loop starts sounding good, consider resampling it. This is a very useful D&B workflow. Record a few bars to a new audio track, then slice or duplicate the best section. Resampling helps you commit to the sound, arrange faster, and stop endlessly tweaking. You can make a fuller version for the drop, a stripped version for the breakdown, and a variation for the intro or switch-up. Here's a simple way to think about the finished section. Bars 1 through 4 can be the fuller version, with the filter slowly opening. Bars 5 and 6 can thin out a little. Bars 7 and 8 can build tension with a delay throw, a reverb swell, or a quick mute. Then the next section can come in with a refreshed version of the loop. That kind of evolution gives your track movement without rewriting the whole drum pattern. A few beginner mistakes to watch for. First, don't put too much low end in the top loop. High pass it more if needed. Second, don't make it too loud. If it's fighting the bass or snare, turn it down. Third, don't over automate every single bar. Phrase movement sounds more confident. And finally, don't forget the bass line relationship. The loop should support the groove, not steal the spotlight. Here's a quick practice challenge. Take 15 minutes and build a 2-bar jungle top loop in Ableton Live 12. Drag in one breakbeat or percussion loop. High pass it around 220 Hz. Add a second light layer, maybe a hat or noise texture. Add saturator with a little drive. Automate the filter so it opens slowly over 2 bars. Add one echo throw at the end of bar 2. Then check it against a kick and sub. If it feels good, mute one layer for the last half bar and listen to the tension. That's the kind of small move that can make the whole section feel alive. So the big takeaway is this. Build your jungle top loop as a moving phrase, not a static clip. Keep it high passed, layer for motion instead of thickness, and use automation to create lift, tension, and release. When you do that well, your drum and bass drums start to feel faster, deeper, and more professional, with way more groove and way less effort. All right. Let's get into Ableton and make the loop move.